on the ocean in darkness, are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Savior. The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and may I say a very hearty welcome to all who are in tune with the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We're very pleased to be back with you again at this time, and may I add that we have looked forward with anticipation for this time. For we have with us a very special guest, which I mentioned on the last broadcast. Many of you, I know, are personally acquainted with Brother Austis Wilson, and we'll be glad to hear his report from the mission field of Nigeria in West Africa. But first, listen to this scripture in John chapter 10 and verse 2. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. So without further comment, let me turn this microphone to Brother Austis Wilson.
Greetings to all of you out there in radio land, in the name of Jesus. Brother Willie, I surely appreciate this privilege to speak to the people that listen to your broadcast, and thank you for this invitation. This program is fundamentally a missionary program, and therefore the comments we would desire to make will be more along that line. The Jerusalem Church in the beginning of this Christian era was not originally a missionary church, even though Christ had given the commission to his apostles to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It seems that they were spending their time together there in Jerusalem in the temple and in breaking bread from house to house, and were finding great joy in doing so. This is not exactly a weakness in the early church, because this infant church must have time and chance to establish its roots well in the earth before launching out upon its mission to get the gospel to the entire world. But God, when he saw that the time had arrived for the church to step up and fill a man's place in the world, so to speak, indicated his purpose and plan for the church by permitting severe persecutions to come among them, to scatter them out of their cozy little nest, and send them to other parts of the world. And they went, carrying the gospel of Christ as they went. This is God's plan and purpose for the church, and the church today has developed into its full-grown stage, and therefore should be launching out with missionary activities in any and all parts of the world, as is manifestly God's purpose for it. We are told in the first chapter of Acts that Jesus began to do and teach during his life and ministry. The work of getting the gospel out and teaching the millions of earth the ways of God and the way of salvation through Jesus Christ only was only begun in his ministry. When he went away, he left this responsibility on the shoulders of his church in the earth, which is declared in the scriptures to be his body, to carry on his life and ministry in the world to the glorious end of time. Then we are told in Acts 1:11 that this same Jesus who was taken away from them into heaven will so come in like manner as he went away. How solemn and stirring this is. This same Jesus who gave us this commission to go into all the world with his gospel and let all men know that Christ died for all is coming back again some of these days to see how well we have carried out this mission and to reward us according as our works have been. Jesus said in his last commission to his apostles in the 28th chapter of Matthew to go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things as I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. This is a grand and glorious promise. But let us ask ourselves if we have any right to claim this promise if we are falling down on the condition on which it was predicated. I just recently returned from a visit to the mission field in Nigeria, West Africa. I found there a great field of labor with much work to be done. I found there a great number of eager, earnest souls reaching out for truth. They know very little truth as we know it in this country, and yet there are a considerable number among the people Opal and I worked with who have considerable light on different lines of truth and are reaching out for more. They had many questions to ask and were eager for an increase of light and truth. I found some real sincere people there, and of course, as is always the case in our own country, as others, wherever it may be, some who were not as sincere as they should be. There is a wide open field in this area, and we should be pushing our efforts to get the truth to these people as rapidly as possible. Doors for the gospel and the missionary worker are closing one after another in different parts of the world, and we have no way of knowing how soon these things will develop in this area. But it is open now, and we should be driving hard to capitalize on the possibilities there while we can. Even while we were there, the doors pretty well swung shut for missionary work in the Congo, only across two states from where we were, and several missionaries who had not left the country, perished.
Thank you, Brother Ostis, and I want to add that we're very pleased to have you with us on this broadcast. Now let me ask you, what do you think would be the best approach for the saints to take to help solve this great need for the gospel message in Nigeria?
Brother Willie, the best I would know to say in answer to this question is that there is an urgent need for consecrated and dedicated workers to fill the need in this area of Nigeria. Let each young person among us ask God what he would have them to do with a willingness to lay their lives on the altar before God for sacrifice or service. Until this need is supplied for qualified workers in this field, my opinion of a most effective way to help in this work would be for different ones of our brethren to accept the responsibility of sponsoring a native minister. This can be done for about $18 per month. A small group of brethren or a small congregation in any place could accept this responsibility together. Whether it be an individual or a small group of individuals, if you are interested in a program of this kind, you could contact Brother Murphy here at Guthrie and you would be supplied with the name of a native minister and instructions as to how to send your money to him.
Yes, this is true. We will be glad to furnish the necessary information for those who are interested in supporting a native minister, so please keep this in mind. Now, one other thing, Brother Wilson. We have not forgotten the great loss to the church and the work of the Lord in general, which we suffered when God saw fit to take your companion, Opal, home to himself while she administered to those in this mission field of Nigeria. She is not here, and consequently is unable to speak for herself. But if she were, what do you think would be her desire for the mission fields of the world?
Willie, Opal had the heart of a missionary. Her heart was in the missionary field for years. She has shown an avid interest in the work in Mexico ever since it has been going on, and she was extremely happy over the privilege to serve in the area where we went in Nigeria.
Then there was a question which I understand you repeatedly asked Opal during her last illness. Would you kindly repeat that question for us and then give the answer she made to you?
I asked her after she became ill if she were glad she came. She bounced back at me with this. She said, "Yes, aren't you?" That jarred me a little. I'll confess I answered rather timidly, for I was feeling pretty far from home at that time. But in her deepest illness, she had no thought of leaving the field. She said that our work was only begun, and we should not run because we were having a trial, and she continued to carry the interest in that work to the last.
Thank you, Brother Wilson. It has been a real pleasure to have you with us today, and I know there are those out in Radio Land that will be glad to get this message directly from you. Now, let us pray. Our Father, take the words of this broadcast and make it an inspiration to those who are in tune today. May it cause thy people to arise and be about the task of taking thy word to those who abide in the shades of darkness, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Friends, you're in tune with the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a printed copy of today's message, you may have one free of charge by requesting message number 5365. And incidentally, we've gotten a little better equipment for doing this printing, so I hope you will be pleased with the results of the message and the appearance of them when you get them next time. If you have enjoyed the program, we would appreciate hearing from you. We do enjoy getting the cards and letters from those who listen to the program from week to week. Now, until next Friday night, this is your speaker, Willie Murphy, bidding you one and all a very pleasant good night.